Thanks for tuning into the China Flexpat podcast. My name is Verena and I'm a flexpat since day one I arrived in China. Today, however, I'm talking to a flexpat who came originally as an expat. He will explain us about his transition, the challenges and learnings, and why he actually decided to continue his career as a flexpat in China.
My name is Tobias Lam. I'm a German national and I'm working as the vice president of operation of a German supplier for railway infrastructure equipment. Now I'm in China for almost 6 years and recently I changed to a new company and by that also transitioning from the initial expat assignment to a local contract to stay a little bit longer in China.
Tobias, welcome to the China Flexpat podcast. That's a very interesting introduction. And actually, we do not have too many expats that finally go into this kind of flexpat life. So very interesting to talk to you today. Please let me know, how did you actually start your career in China and what gave you the motivation to stay here and then even transfer into a flexpat career?
I came to China on a classical expat assignment by the headquarters in Germany for the position as the production manager. And during that time, I had the chance to see quite some ups and downs in the market and by that also face several challenges like building up new production lines. And that helped me to grow professionally, but also personally, I would say. Because one of the key advantages in China is that your personal learning curve is, in my experience, much steeper than it would be in your home country environment. And my motivation to stay comes on one side from that experience. And on the other side, also that you have a really great environment to learn and expand your personal horizon in China. I also have family here, which of course is also making the decision easier. But then again, I also would say that I can understand that those who choose to go back to their home country, especially now under the COVID times, I think that should be also said.
Right. Times are very challenging. And even in these difficult times, you've decided to stay here. But before we go a little bit closer looking into your new position, I'm very interested because you said, because also of the environment, you want to stay here. What are the things that triggered you to say, okay, I want to do a few years more?
Like I mentioned in the beginning now, the industry in which I'm now is much different to my previous industry before. I was in the standard industry with international clients here in China, but also internationally, which I could also do in my home country. Now I'm in a railway business environment, which is very government driven also here in China. So this is a quite, I would say, unique opportunity. Yeah, this environment and this opportunity was one of also of the main drivers to stay.
So I understand it's mostly this environment of a steep learning, of getting new experience, and probably also be connected to a lot of different stakeholders compared to what you had in your expat career, right?
Yes, I would say that summarizes it pretty well.
Okay. So now looking at your new position, because I think a lot of flexpats are interested into that, how did you find your new position and who or what helped you in order to change jobs?
During the search for the new position, I used several channels. So job ads on various online platforms and company homepages. I contacted people on LinkedIn and so on. And because I was also specifically looking for a job in Shanghai, Jiangsu area, I checked the homepages on special economic zones in that area to find, okay, what companies are actually located there and which companies have some job offers available. And how I ended up finally in my job position was actually through one of the interview guests of the Flexpat podcast. So she put me in contact with my new employer in the end.
So it was a Flexpat Guangxi, so to say.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I understand you did a lot of research and analysis in the beginning. But if you look at especially the platforms you were looking or also the platforms you were trying to connect with other people, which of those platforms could you actually recommend to other flexpats? Which are the most efficient ones for job search?
In the end, I would say that LinkedIn was the most helpful, especially when I contacted people directly on LinkedIn. Most of the times I got even pretty fast feedback. from them and also helpful feedback, like getting in touch with other people or directly referring to some people who know some job opportunities. So LinkedIn was really helpful. But I also have to say, not the job ads on LinkedIn. Those were honestly pretty useless. Most of the time didn't get any feedback.
Okay, interesting. So you were specifically looking to make contacts on LinkedIn. Were you rather looking for people from HR or rather top manager? Or maybe even you say, I'm a German national, so I look out specifically for other Germans. What was your strategy?
Actually, I looked for top managers with German background. That were the in most cases. I tried it like that. I also contacted HR managers, but that was also, I would say, it wasn't most successful when I contacted also other German fellows in China.
Of course, this kind of job search was not an easy process. So could you explain and detail to us a few of those hurdles, of those challenges along the way?
First of all, I would say finding the right platform, what we just talked about, was the first hurdle to see, okay, where can I find the right contacts and the right job opportunities for me? So sending the CV application to online job ads was not really successful. Therefore, I also had to change my strategy in the beginning. I tried, I would say, the classical approach, looking for online platforms, job advertisements, and so on, sending my CV there. But pretty fast, I realized also that the personal network and personal contacts also via LinkedIn are much more helpful. So I also changed my strategy here. And then when I later in a later stage, I was working with some headhunters also. And there I actually had better experience with smaller ones. I have the feeling most of the times they invest more time to get to know you and also connect to companies that not only match your job profile, but also your personality, which is very important in the end.
Because I could imagine, and they can also give you a better advice in which companies and which industry you also have better chances, especially as a flexpat, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Let me quickly get on the topic of this CV application, because what I know from my experience, you should ideally fit every CV to the job opportunity. So as soon as the recruiter sees your CV, they exactly know you would be a fit or not. Would you say you wasted a lot of time on recreating CVs, or did you anyway just simply send out the same one again and again?
To be honest, it was pretty much the same one again and again, as generic as possible.
So what I heard from you, first of all, finding the right platform, then finding the right contacts, and also what you mentioned is finding the right job opportunities, which also I experienced when I was looking for a job, especially headhunter. They ask you, what exactly do you want to do? And it's not always an easy answer, because China has vast opportunities, and also you now were changing industries. How were you so clear where you wanted to go, or did you also get this help more from externals so that finally you found your way into a different industry, even if you might have not planned it?
Both, I would say. I had a pretty clear expectation what kind of company I want to go in, what kind of work environment I want to go in. But then also it helped to talk to other people, to other professionals like headhunters, to find out, okay, what job would really match also my background and which kind of job will help me to advance my career in the future.
That's a very good point. So to say, the FlexPit community could also be a good exchange ground for oneself to find out on which job, in which company, also
yes,
in which company culture would I best fit and would I best succeed in my career. Overall, it sounds like it was quite quick, right? Found the right contact, even found someone in the FlexPit community who helped you. But at the end, how long did it take you to find a new job?
Yeah, it sounds quick, but actually it took me about 1 year in total. And I think that's also the time frame that one really should plan for this kind of process to find the right fit.
So at the end, you would also say it was really worth it.
Yes, and in the end, I would say it was worth it. From time to time, it was also painful, You have some waiting times, of course. You have some talks that don't go so well, but in the end, it was worth it.
So it's all part of the experience. And this company, did they specifically look for a FlexPad, or was it then simply accidentally? Did they say, yeah, FlexPad, why not?
They actually looked for a FlexPad in that sense, because they were looking for a person who is also staying willing to stay long term in China, who brings some experience with that kind of work environment, with the culture here. That was really one of the basic requirements.
Your last job experience also gave you some benefits for this new position?
Yes, I would say so. My background in my old company is mainly based in manufacturing, but as you know, as an expat or flexpat, when you're the window to the headquarters, you also get involved in other areas because sometimes you're the only one who's able to speak English directly with the headquarter. There are also some cultural barriers in understanding what the headquarter actually wants. So you're the translation helper also from time to time in areas where you're not so familiar. So that helps you to also get a holistic overview of the business, I would say. That holistic overview that you can combine from all areas, then in the end, that for sure gave me a leverage.
I think it's definitely this value on both sides. You give the value into the company because you can help them on certain sides, on certain issues where they say, okay, we need kind of a FlexPad who has an experience which we do not have yet in the company. And on the other side, they approach you with issues that are not normal, the part of your job description. And with this, you also expand your experience and your knowledge overall.
Yeah. And also another leverage I think that I brought was I was not located in a first tier city during my first 5 years in China. I was located in a second, third tier city. So the environment there is also not the same. You don't find often the same kind of supplier quality. You need to get involved in projects much deeper than you probably need in a first tier city where many things are granted. And also the working environment is for sure not the same. You also have very professional colleagues in those second, third tier cities, but for sure not in that numbers like in first tier cities.
So there were a lot of changes you had to face. And one of the biggest changes I could imagine was really that contractual change from an expat to a FlexPat. Is there anything you could share with the FlexPat community, what they should consider when they do such a transition, or what they really should look out for?
Yeah, I think one of the basic things in a classical expat assignment is that you get an international health insurance. That's something you get from the headquarters by default, more or less. And when you change to a local contract, that's not necessarily included. So that the health insurance is for sure something I would have a look at. And also you should think about your social insurance in your home country. How do you plan with that? Most of us don't plan to stay here until retirement. And so you should also think ahead and think about your future. So sometimes it makes sense to continue the social insurance fees in your home country.
Yeah, a lot, not only social insurance, because I myself, from first day, I came as a FlexPad, but in my company, I advised already a lot of expats on this kind of change, because after a certain amount of years, also the company usually would either send you back or they offer you a FlexPad contract. And in these terms, I already, because simply I did a lot of research by myself and also exchanged with other friends and colleagues, also the health insurance, especially. Specifically, if you have a private insurance in Germany and you completely quit it and then you come back, then you start with really, really high costs. Of course, this accounts only for Germany. Get advice from your employer, maybe even get advice from this FlexPad community, because people like you have gone through that transition. You have had a lot of lessons learned, probably. And there is definitely one advice or two that can be super, super helpful on this kind of journey. Of course, as we talked about now, the change in the job, on top comes now you also changed cities or even provinces. So how did this work out?
One big learning was to prepare well in advance, especially also documents like university diploma and authentications and so on. Because my experience now is when you change provinces, at least from Shandong to Jiangsu, it's like more or less you come as a newcomer to China and you need to get started over from the beginning. Except the criminal record, actually, I had to prepare all the same documents like I prepared in the beginning. So document preparation is what was one of the challenges when I changed the provinces also. And another important point, which I found out unfortunately too late, was the choice of the visa agency. So when you change provinces, you should really check that they have a structured approach and that they're also located or at least have some office in the region, in the province where you go to. And if you don't get the help from your old employer, also they should have some contacts in the province where you come from. They need to know the local regulations and have some local contacts who to talk to in case some problems come up.
And ideally, good relation with the old employer. Then this problem is
good. Also, sure, that's always important. I mean, you always see two times in life.
So criminal records. Yeah. Is a very good point because it's super, super complicated. And we know it's still COVID time. How did you manage this? Or I don't know, did you even change jobs before or during the lockdown? Then I can imagine must be super, super painful.
Yeah, I was very lucky. I just changed jobs during the lockdown in Shanghai and actually was caught up in Shanghai during those 2.5 months. And that put quite some challenges on the whole timeline because some documents were almost expiring. So I had to make sure that I get in touch with the right agency before they expire, not that I get kicked out of the country because, as we all know, to come back at the moment is really, really difficult. Even if you have the visa, you might not get a flight. COVID puts more restrictions on the job change, especially if you end up in a lockdown.
Now you're working in Jiangsu. Any changes? What is different now? What is your experience?
Of course, there are differences. I mean, food in Shandong is not the same like in Shanghai and Jiangsu. Very important when you live in China. Also, my daily commute changed from 20 minutes one way to almost 1 hour one way. So that was a big change. Also, rent prices are for sure not the same in Jiangsu area and Shandong. There are also big differences. Coffee is everywhere expensive in China, so that doesn't matter. My experience, if you go to the local market to buy vegetables and so on, the price differences are not so big, actually.
So daily expenses is rather on a normal level. But apartment is more expensive, commuting is longer. What about people's mindset or maybe even the work environment? Do you see there any differences?
I experience it can differ a lot, but it also depends where you live. You have much more people who have an international education background, probably closer to your education, to your mindset, that can make it easier.
Yeah, let's talk about language. So how good is your Chinese? And now you speak more Chinese or less than before?
I speak some Chinese. I'm far away from fluency, but I can make it through the day. I would say, yes, I need less Chinese. But in the end, that's also personal choice. So you have still plenty of opportunity to use Chinese if you want to.
True, definitely. Also in the middle of Shanghai, when I arrived in 2008, it was not that kind of way, but I would say after Expo, a lot of people started speaking English. But of course, you still have the opportunity to speak Chinese as much as you want or as less as you want. Spending now 6 years in China, what are you mostly thankful for if you look back on your life and your career here?
Besides the mentioned work experience, of course, also the diversity of the people that I was able to meet during my time here so far in China. It expands your horizon that you can meet people from different backgrounds, from different nationalities. And if you stay open-minded and exchange with so many different people, that really can open your horizon, I would say. And it's difficult to find that elsewhere.
It also reflects very much what you said in the beginning. This is also what motivated you to stay here and to continue also your career and life in China. So as a flexpat now, what skills do you think are most important for you in your daily life?
Think about the work environment, especially in China. I think it's also a combination of flexibility, that you're adaptive to the work environment, to the changing environment, that you're patient. At the same time, that you also are fast enough to make crucial decisions. That's very important to make to be successful.
Who should listen to this episode and why?
I would say young graduates or young professionals consider to come to China and also want to develop their career here. I think they can take some things away. And also other expats who consider to stay a little bit longer, maybe becoming a flexpat in the end, and want also to change their provinces.
And for these kind of people, I also want to summarize a little bit what we talked today before I ask my very last question. So especially on the job transition, you told me what really is important to find the right platform, also to find the right contacts and be clear what job opportunities are the right ones for you. Then you would rather recommend small headhunters compared to other ones. But of course, if you have the right contact, like out of our Flexpat community, then of course, they can also help you very well. And in the end, for you, for example, the work environment in the company was a very important point, and exchange with other professionals to better learn what might be the right opportunity for you. Then when it's about transitioning, especially among provinces, the documents preparation and high quality of visa agency, as well as probably a good relation to the old employer or the visa agency, well connected among the provinces. Yeah, and I think the skills you already mentioned it. So fast decision taking, flexibility, adaptiveness, and patience. This is what I think every flexpat can really learn very well in this country. Whatever I have not mentioned yet, what would be the message you want to share with our flexpat community that we have not talked about today yet?
The general trend is to leave China, and also if you look at the news that China is not in the best light sometimes, but I still find that there are plenty of opportunity for young professionals and also for experienced professionals to learn and to advance their own careers. And China is still very interesting to come to and to do business.
Thank you very much, Tobias. It was a very pleasant talk, and I learned a lot from you today, and I wish you all the best in your career in China.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Feel free to leave us a comment, give us a like, and recommend the China Flexpat podcast to your friends and colleagues. See you soon.
Hello, this is Tobias again. I just wanted to share with you the name and the company of the recruiter who helped me in my successful transition from expat to flexpat. Her name is Noriko Takagi, and her company is linked in the show notes. I worked with several recruiters in the process, but she and her team really stood out with their approach and experience. The whole transfer process was really professional. Also, the guidance and suggestions by Noriko and her team helped me to prepare well for this next step and to make the right decision. As she was introduced to me in the Flexpat podcast, I can only recommend you to listen to her episode number 33, How to Prepare for a Job Interview. When you reach out to Noriko via LinkedIn, you can tell her that you know her from the Flexpat podcast.